I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, veterans of REM turn their talents to baseball again. But first, the portion of the Major League Baseball season to be played in the United States begins on Sunday. Normally, the best thing about opening day is the optimism. The fans of the teams that performed well during spring training can assume the good times will continue to roll. Fans of the teams that looked hopeless in Florida or Arizona can shrug off games that didn't count and anticipate that their guys will be ready for the ones that do. Nobody has lost yet. Except that this season, that's not the case. The Arizona Diamondbacks are already 0-2, having fallen twice to the Dodgers in games played last week on a modified cricket patch in Australia, because according to Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig, there lies the future of his game.
The growth in the next decade plus is going to be international, and that's why these kind of trips are so important.
Though Mr. Selig also said that MLB will return to Australia someday and that he anticipates staging regular season games in Europe as well, he's not necessarily considering the addition of the Fighting Parisians, or for that matter the Sydney Cyclones, to MLB. In Australia, he also mentioned how delighted he'd been to see citizens in the streets of Sydney wearing Pirates and Cardinals jackets. So it's the brand he's looking to expand rather than the league. The prognosticators were perhaps not surprised that the Dodgers got off to that 2-0 start. Many of them have picked L.A. to finish atop the NL West, though some feel that even though they are now spending more money than anybody else, including, for the first time in recent memory, the Yankees, the Dodgers will come second to the Giants. Predictions regarding other teams also vary. Bleacher Report likes the Red Sox to repeat as winners of the AL East, if not the World Series. Sports Illustrated thinks Boston will be looking up at everybody in their division. Everybody, as in the defending World Series champions, will be last. Still, about the fortunes of one team, there is consensus, if not quite unanimity. That team is the Chicago Cubs. Everybody thinks they'll be terrible. Again, which, based on past performance, won't much affect attendance at Wrigley Field. Just ask George Will. He's primarily known as a columnist and commentator, but perhaps not for long, since he's also the author of the recently published A Nice Little Place on the North Side, Wrigley Field at 100.